So, my name's Stu Morris, and I can help you calm your nerves for any exams, whether it's a written exam or a driving exam or any other type of exam. Not very nice, really, is it, to be honest with you, when you kind of know the work or you put all that effort and then your nerves just get in the way. And you know, the truth is, it's a fact that your state of mind affects your memory and your recall for facts. For example, if you're in a happy frame of mind, you're more likely to recall happy memories. And when you're angry, you're more likely to recall times when you felt angry. But those angry memories can be hard to access when you're feeling very calm, and this is called state-bound memory. So you may be relaxed and comfortable while revising for an exam, listening to calming music perhaps. However, we all know exam conditions are very different. And the difference between the way you feel when revising for an exam and being in an exam can make it very difficult to retrieve information. However, you don't be too relaxed and laid back. Stress produces adrenaline, and adrenaline's small amounts actually helps you perform better. It's only when your adrenaline levels get above a certain threshold that it starts to get in the way. So we're not looking for you to be totally relaxed in your exam. To perform well, you need, of course, to effectively absorb the information and also to become skilled in reproducing it on paper. Once you've put in the practical work, you need to prepare psychologically. And that's what we're good at, helping you to prepare psychologically by using lots of different techniques that I can show you called EFT. Some NLP, imagery, creative visualization, hypnotherapy. So one thing we can begin to do is to imagine reproducing facts under exam conditions. Because the truth is, the mind has no concept of reality and your imagination. And this starts to train your mind to associate exam conditions with excellent recall. The next thing you need to understand that whilst in the exam, all you're doing is communicating your learning. In the same way that during Wimbledon tennis final, the players are just playing tennis. That's all. Prize money, trophies, public opinion all disappear, all at the same time. It's just tennis. So when you're doing the exam, it's just communication. And consequences, what ifs and maybes are going to drift away completely. And time will disappear, and you're going to use the time exactly right. You'll be absorbed in communicating, and that way you're going to be really surprised just how time has flown by. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to teach you how to visualize, use some hypnotic techniques to help you become more calmer, and then show you some really, really interesting techniques such as EFT, some NLP techniques. Listen, it's not rocket science, honestly. If you're calm, I'm going to teach you how to be calmer through your exam. And in the end, that's what it comes down to. So if you're interested, you can give me a call and come and see for yourself what it's like and experience it once. And if you get on with it, great. You may never, ever need another session. But the byproduct of that is perhaps you're going to be calmer during the day in your everyday life. So if this is you've got an exam coming up, a driving exam, and give me a call and see if we can help. See you later, folks.